Hey, everybody. Welcome to BS Live. I'm here with my special guests. Introduce yourselves. Hoff is just hanging out.
I'm just quiet as a mouse right now.
And we have Graz. Where's Graz at?
Hey, I'm right here. How's it going? This is the sound of my voice.
Could you turn your gain up a little bit, Rosie?
Yeah, can you turn it louder? My speakers are still functioning. So
I think one popped.
Did it? Oh, shoot. Okay. Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, we're back.
Is that better?
That's a little better. Yeah.
This is the sound of my voice. Can you do the sound of your voice now?
Hello.
This is the sound of my voice.
I thought it was some effect he had going on.
I was just yelling at my kids.
I was just going to pretend it was purposeful.
Like, you're still doing better than the ass cast, so.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. It starts. Hey, everybody. Welcome to BS Live, Builder Sessions Live. I don't know. It's a stupid name, and I thought it would be cool to call it that. This is the Christmas special. Is it still peaking? Is it still, like, clipping? Is it bad?
No, you sound beautiful.
Do I? Okay. So we are here with Graz, and we are here with Jackman.
Hi.
I am also here.
I am also here. How do you switch this stupid thing to grid view? This is...
Yeah, we're locked on Graz.
I'm currently here.
Nobody wants to look at that.
Gallery, here we go.
Oh, come on, go back to me.
And then
he likes the attention.
I'm going to do this.
Everybody's got to talk at different times so we get to be on the center frame.
I'm just going to yell me every 4 seconds.
Yeah, seriously. Hey, hey. Okay. Well, welcome to the first episode of BS Live. Hey, Shopcat Industries is watching. Sweet.
Our first and only episode.
Our first and only. Yeah, after this, these two guys are going to be like, screw that. These guys.
We're setting the bar. We don't know if it's high or low, but the bar will be
there. Man. And my camera just shut off. This is going really well. My T5 that I have, oh my gosh. It's like overheating or something. I don't understand. Anyways.
Overheating?
I don't know. It's giving me like an error message. It's a Canon T5i that I've been kind of using as like a HD webcam for the last like year. And now it's tonight it decides to shut off.
Actually, Canons are known to overheat.
The problem is the camera's been running for a year.
Yeah. Non-stop.
There's no off
button. I've been you gotta live- turn it off.
Yeah.
I've been live streaming my fish tank for an entire year. Let me just see if I can do this. Wow. Welcome to the Technical Difficulty Show.
This turned into a tech podcast instead of a Christmas special.
It's just difficulties, not even tech.
The camera's plugged in?
This feels very familiar.
I know. I'm having flashbacks. So when are we going to do the Urban Dictionary word of the day?
Pardon the EOS utility. Oh, God. This is what Jackman looked like before we went on air. And then I'm just this now that we're live. This is great.
You guys know what a Vancouver Hot Pocket is?
Hoff's from there. He probably know.
Not from Vancouver.
Never mind. We'll just pump the brakes on that one.
Yeah, we don't want to know.
Yeah, no, I'm busy that day. All right. Okay, so welcome, everybody. Let's go around the room, introduce ourselves, and then I believe, Graz, I believe you committed to drinking a shot of eggnog every minute. Is that...
I was going to, but again, I think that probably would be bad now and tomorrow. So I'm just going to open a beer instead of some nog.
There we go.
A beer. Cheers. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers. Okay, so I guess that was your introduction. Jackman.
and that's also the sound of my voice. So
I guess that's all we're getting from you then, huh, Graz?
This is the sound of my beer.
Jackman?
It's my turn?
It's your turn.
Is my game loud enough?
are your ears bleeding from my intro?
Yeah. I'm Paul Jackman from Paul Jackman. I am here with no beverage other than mostly empty water bottle.
Wicked. Sounds good. And Hoff, who are you and what are you doing here? Why are you at home?
I'm Hoff. I'm the half of the Builder Sessions, and I'm battling a cold, which is why I'm not with Lance. So I've also got a nice big glass of water.
And you currently look like you're in an interrogation room.
Yeah.
Well, my computer's not facing the bedroom, so everybody gets to see the, you know, the bed and everything. So Lance figured this would be a better a better picture.
No one wants to grill me now. Sheets. All right.
Better call Saul.
Better call Saul. Okay, so I want everyone to think about, as we get started, one interesting fact that no one knows about you, or that hasn't been released into the atmosphere yet.
Is this a PG-13 podcast, or what are we dealing
with? Well, it's all up to your level.
We can determine that at the end of the episode.
We can determine that by the person who edits the podcast.
Yeah. Well, we are live on YouTube right now, so there's
Okay. Note to self, we're live.
Note to self.
Yeah, Netflix just called. They canceled the show.
They canceled the meeting for proposed extension.
Yeah. Damn you, Groz.
Sorry, it happens.
We were going to have a conversation about this, but no, just don't bother coming in. All right, so you guys have something?
Ooh.
I'm not very fun.
See, that could like be one. No one knew that. I just assumed you're fun.
I'm not good at answering questions.
Is that a fun fact?
Yeah. I love dead air. It's my favorite.
I don't like being in front of a camera.
There we go.
I don't like people telling me to perform. Dance for me, Jackman.
Dance for me.
Dance for me, palette boy.
Relax, I'm just taking pictures.
Well, how about you guys break the ice and get well, share us ice. What something we don't know about you.
I'll start this out.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll start it off. I learned how to ride a unicycle in grade 11 on my own. It probably took me about 4.5 weeks. And then I was able to somewhat master it, and I had fun with it. And that many years, I probably still I didn't become a professional or anything.
Okay,
really?
You're not in the X Games right now?
No. And then a couple of years ago, I went and hopped on, thinking I had my skills, and definitely not. So it's not like riding a bike.
Oh, I was just gonna say, please tell me that was the line that you were like, it's just like riding my tailbone.
Yeah.
No. Crack. No, I could not do it. I got frustrated and fell multiple times. So, in my prior life, I was a unicyclist.
Wow. Okay.
There you go.
All right. I can go. I got one kind of along those same lines. Do you remember back in the day?
Nope.
X Games.
No.
You've already excluded Jack.
How old are you?
He's not born back in the day.
I'm 17.
17. Yeah,
it's never not funny.
I might as well be. I'm 31.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. I'm 37, so it's
not up. Good, but it's not bad.
It's bad when you're hanging out with like Groz and Jimmy and those guys.
How old are you, Groz?
Days.
Age is but a number.
I just remember back in the day. No, I'm 42.
That's yeah.
Well, Jeff, I thought you were my age when you lived here.
Right.
I was always like, wait, because you were like 13 when we lived together, essentially.
Pretty much. I was right out of college. But it was the same experience because I thought you were the same age as me, too.
Yeah. I had a big lollipop and a balloon. And I was like, hi, what's your name?
Yeah.
I was like, you haven't your growth spurt yet. You must be young.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Anyways, back in the day. When the gravity games and the X games were like kind of different and kind of bigger than they are now. Are they bigger? Were they bigger? I don't know. But I remember how they used to have aggressive inline skating.
I like how you used the word aggressive.
That's what it's called.
I prefer passive inline skating. Passive inline
skating. That's called roller skating, I think, now. Roller derby. No, that's aggressive.
I think inline skating is actually coming back recently. I think that there's a kind of a pendulum swing back to popularity.
I think so. But I had like rollerblades made by K2, and they had like grind plates on them and stuff.
Holy.
And there was this like big rivalry between skateboarders and rollerbladers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh yeah, it was back and forth. And I was horrible at it, and I was a big chicken, and I was scared to like go out, take it off, sick jumps. I was scared to do that. And this was, I think I was in like grade 9, 10, 11, those years. And we went to skate parks and stuff, but one of my buddies ended up being sponsored by a local skate shop, so then he became like a celebrity. But that's a fact that not many people know about me.
You do realize you're talking to someone who made Heelys, clog Heelys. So that's kind of like the third rival of the group.
I don't know if it is, though. I think the jury's still out on that one.
Yeah, it's skateboards, rollerblades, and Heelys.
And clogs.
That's the trifecta.
Yeah. And was it soaps? Were those the...
Soaps, yeah.
Yeah, those were sick that you could like do like... intense walking, or what was it called? Extreme
aggressive walking.
Aggressive walking.
yeah, like you could just like slide down a banister and then break your hip on the way down.
Nice.
Yeah.
What I got from Lance's story was that his friend got sponsored, and he was the one that got beat up by all the other skateboarders.
yeah. He got sponsored, and he went off and did his thing, and then it was just me lonely, and then I sold my K2s.
Oh, but you tried.
I had I was such a poser. It was the stupid. I had like skate videos. This is way before YouTube was a thing. Back, Jackman, there's these things called VCRs.
Yeah, explain.
Yeah, they had like these ribbons. I know it's weird, but video could somehow embed itself onto this ribbon, and then you put it in this big black
gas powered thing that you kind of hand crank.
And then you take your hamsters, and then they spun this wheel, and there's a whole thing.
And you could watch the best of Winston Churchill speeches with them. It was awesome.
Not up here, but
I don't know my Canadian diplomats or
me neither.
Best of Trudeau Senior.
Yeah, I mean maybe.
That's all I have.
All right, who's next? Who's next?
I'm trying to think of
I'm gonna go as you talk. I'm gonna try to get my camera to work again.
Great,
good.
A little fun fact that a lot of people don't know about me: I'm actually 6'2".
And I'm 5'7".
I play short on the show, so yeah. I'm a thespian. So I mean, I've acted for a while, so I can really know. I know how to play small.
Interesting.
No, but I'm.
Tough and crowd. I play tall on TV. I have a little person I ride on their shoulders the entire time.
Huzzah!
they were very, very strong.
Very, and yeah.
You're over.
It's a union job. They're paid well.
They have scoliosis, but they do what they do.
The benefits.
So you're 6'2", and everybody else is 6'11", 7 feet.
Yeah.
Well, everyone else was like in the background, so we all kind of looked. I looked smaller, but it was like a whole force perspective thing. It's a video. Like, I don't want to get into it.
I'm not a tall person. I just play one on TV.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Gross.
Did you pick the small straw, Gross?
Yeah. Maybe.
Short
straw. Groz is embarrassed about how tall he is, so the whole show is just green screen.
Yeah, we had a pinata, but I couldn't reach it to actually get my number. So.
Okay,
it's too bad. You guys, you had how many makers? Someone couldn't make you some stilts.
Paul, remember I think it was like the day of when the show came out, when we were eating breakfast and we were reading those ridiculous articles that were written about us.
Yeah.
And it said I was 5'11", and I think it said you were like 6 feet tall.
Yeah,
and it was basically like we're the same height.
Yeah, which I don't know why that was a thing, but there's like these websites that just crawl data, And like the Netflix show comes out and they're like, oh, learn these 10 fun facts about John Graziano.
No, the greatest one was your mother's maiden name was Obama.
Yeah.
That was the funniest thing ever.
Which is funny because that's something I said in an interview at one point in time as a joke.
Yeah, but I have no idea how they crawl those.
No, I don't know either.
Oh, that's funny.
That should have been your fun fact for the night.
Yeah, where were you on that one?
I know.
Oh, that's my fun fact. My mother's maiden name is Obama.
Yeah, I guess my fun fact was the internet thinks I'm way taller than I am, which I'm okay with.
That's fair. All right, so part of the, hey, we got some people in the chat. I feel like such a YouTuber, such a Twitch streamer. Shopcat Industries and Dirt Nerds. Tim's here.
Can I just virtually wave right now?
Okay, so one of the main reasons we wanted to do this is because it's so close to Christmas, and we wanted to kind of compile a holy crap, it's almost Christmas. I still have to buy something for the handy person in my life, the maker person in my life, the whoever you want to call it. And so we have three categories. There's based on price, our lowest price. I mean, whatever. Stocking stuffers. Okay, that's the lower. What do you think the range would that be? $5 to what, 20?
Well, I mean, you're talking to two Netflix stars. So I mean,
price.
The scale is like probably
under $1,000. Like, yeah, under $1,000.
$6 to $12.
Yeah.
Like, we're in a whole nother echelon of money. Right.
I don't know.
So we got Netflix stars and teachers. So we got to kind of.
Let's pump the brakes here, Warbucks. All right.
We're a lot closer than you would think.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. So stocking stuffers, you know, like lower third. Next category is more than your average socks and underwear. That's the middle of the road category. Okay. And then the most expensive category is the heavy hitter. And just for everyone, just for you three, on the stream, they can see me, but in the chat, you guys can't see me, but you can hear me, right?
We can hear you.
Yeah. We can hear you.
You can hear me. I blow it out
the
again.
Game is perfect.
How's the game?
Levels are perfect.
Are your ears bleeding? Because I feel like I did some damage. Please don't sue me. And then... in between the categories, we have some other activities we're going to do, some stories we're going to share, and it's going to be fun. Yes.
Let's do it.
Yes. All right. Okay, so stocking stuffers. And all of these, I'll put links. I'm going to try to put links to all of these in the description for future reference, but not right now, so you'll have to Google them by yourself. All right, stocking stuffers. Who wants to go first? Does anyone have one that's burning a hole in their pocket? Could you imagine if someone brought a lighter? That'd be awesome. There it is.
How about a comically large lighter?
Ooh.
With a comically small flame.
Yeah.
I was expecting like a 12-inch flame. And it was like...
I was so upset when I picked this thing up and then it was just a normal size flame.
You know you can like mod those things to like make the flame way taller.
Tell me more.
You can remember the
There's a white gear.
Yeah.
It's called hairspray.
Go ahead. No, there's like you can take like the metal around there and like you're saying that there's like a white gear or something on there and you remove it and it makes way more gas go and like the flame like gets super tall.
Yeah, I like this idea.
So if you take that like metal sheath covering, I never did this in high school.
Yes.
You can pop that off if you want. Okay.
This just turned into a DIY video.
You may not want to do this. Allegedly. And so you know that gear or the black little tab that's sticking out?
Yeah.
You can go full, and then if you pop that silver thing up, you can lift it up and bring it back and set it down and then go full again, like a typewriter.
Okay.
And it cranks
like,
that plastic.
Like a typewriter.
I don't know. Back and forth, that was the only thing. Do you know what those are?
Nice topical reference.
Do you remember? Yeah. Do you remember what those are?
Vaguely.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
That was like the thing that had dial up on it, right?
Yeah.
That's where we talked in AOL chat rooms.
14.4. Yeah. That was my first modem, and then I upgraded to a 56K.
Nerd alert. Yeah.
Says Graz.
Did you mod it yet? Come on, let's do it.
What
do
you I can't get the screws out. There's screws that are holding that thing in.
Oh, is there?
Well, maybe another one should be your stocking stuffer so you can mod your light.
I need one with a smaller screwdriver. I tried.
You need a screwdriver set.
There's your stocking stuffer.
Yeah, there you go.
I have a Leatherman on my list, but it's a stocking stuffer by size, but not by budget.
Okay. Well, you make your own decisions. This is free. We all have free will here.
My stocking stuffer pick, which is like under $50, doesn't fit in a stocking. So I'm having trouble here.
Is it a Jackman size stocking?
I mean, it could be. Maybe we should say that.
Yeah. So, are you just going to leave us hanging?
Yeah. Right. Like a stocking. I was figured under $50 for a stocking stuffer. Okay. I was going to suggest the plastic sawhorses, the folding plastic sawhorses.
Okay.
They're like a pair of them for like $30-$40. And they're super lightweight, compact. I have like three sets of them in the barn. And you can just like tuck them away in the corner. You don't know they're there. And I don't know. I think they're great for what they cost.
You definitely
How tall do they go?
One height, whatever the height is. I don't know what they are.
Whatever the going height of sawhorses is.
Yeah, standard height.
Standard height.
Well, I mean, I don't know, in Canada, is that like a different, like 12 kilometers or something?
We don't have codes for height restrictions.
I'm guessing it's like 32 inches, 34 inches high. So in Canadian, that's however many Celsius.
Oh, we use inches. Inches in Fahrenheit.
It's centimeters?
Yeah, it's 7 litres of...
litres. Celsion. All right, so folding plastic sawhorses. Any brand in particular, not a sponsor?
No, I mean, they got them at the hardware store. Home Depot, Lowe's. They have their own brand name version.
Are those the ones that you can get at, in the kid thing at Toys R Us? With the, you know how like there's like a Home Depot set that you can buy for your kid? Are those plastic ones?
It's probably the same. They're probably the same size too. Like they're probably identical.
But you get a free hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah, a plastic hammer.
Yeah. No lead shot in that thing. Okay. Oh, beaver tails. Shopcat Industries, he's also from Canada. He says we use metric sawhorses about 1 to 2 beaver tails tall.
Beaver tails.
I thought that was like the guy's like YouTube name. I was like, oh, that's a cool beaver tails. I like that.
Yeah. That was my band name in college.
Is that like what you guys wear for like a formal tie? It's like a beaver tail?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
The pelt.
Yeah. Excuse me, I'll have you know.
That's your business look?
That'd be a good podcast name, but it's spelled T-A-L-E instead of T-A-I-L.
Oh, check you out.
Oh.
Here we go.
There you go.
Let's write that one down.
That's yours for the taking.
There you go. See, we're just a wealth of bad puns and great podcast ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently Shopcat Industries wears hockey stick blades for ties. That I don't know. All right. I can't relate to that one as a fellow Canadian.
I'm picturing like a bolo tie, but with the laces from a hockey skate.
I was picturing a bolo tie with a beaver tail.
There you go. Perfect. Okay, who wants to go next? Stocking stuffers.
So what is the price limit
just
for the stocking
cheaper
stuffer?
I don't know.
Whatever you want to spend on a stocking stuffer.
I don't know if old age has hit me, but like I know we were podcasting a couple days ago. I can't find my GD microphone, but I also like a great stocking stuffer that I had that I think Jackman can attest how bright it is. It was like a $30 flashlight.
Your future?
Yes. But it was like a $30 rechargeable flashlight that's like brighter than the surface of the sun.
Oh, yeah.
And every once in a while, me and Derek would stand on the porch of our condo and I would just flood their condo with the light emitting from this ridiculously bright flashlight. And I always thought that was kind of like a throw that in your kind of in the back of your car or something like that. And it's actually a very a handy tool. I forget. It's like a generic, like,
is it like Nebo or something? Is that what?
Something like that. Yeah. It's like Amazon always has like bad like titles. It's like 8 million lumens, yeah. But it's obviously
250
not
million candle power.
Yeah. But it's
in one LED.
It's ridiculously bright, where it's like it's absurd. It's like blindingly bright. But for like $30, it's one of those really good things just to have in your car, in your toolbox, if you're working on your car or something like that. It's something handy that like I think everyone can kind of benefit from.
Yeah.
Awesome. Is it battery powered or gear driven? Because I had one in high school that was gear driven, so you could wind it up for light.
It's, you have like a tiny bike and you're just like, yeah. I gotta just keep it like, no, it's rechargeable. But like, I remember being at Jimmy's and he had a light that was like ridiculously bright too. And I mean, it was
like from Google or something.
Yeah,
right?
It was like the Google flashlight that would like melt. And like this I've put to like my t-shirt with it on and it started smoking. So it's like, I think you could cause a fire with it, that it's so hot. But yeah, something like that. It's a pretty good tool in your toolbox.
That's awesome. Okay, Hoff, you got something?
I've got one.
Is that a vape
pregnancy
pen?
Test? It's a
the Pika pencils and fine dry, or this one is the Pika fine one, so it's a little retractable pencil. And then they also have,
I was gonna say, does it come dried out? Or
it does, yeah, you have to wet it before you use it.
Hey,
they've also got markers too for doing like for tracing holes if you're trying to transfer holes through to another piece of metal or wood or something. And they got these really cool little clips that can clip onto your work belt or pants. I've got a bunch at school and I love them. So yeah, check them out.
How much jingle for that bad boy?
Yeah. What's that?
How much jingle for that bad boy?
I think they're like $13.
Yeah. They're a little, like, you can get them at like Home Depot and like Lowe's, but they are a little pricey for a pen, but they are super handy.
Yeah, well, this one's the fine. I've got a thicker one that too, that's got a wider lead that seems to work pretty good. But yeah, I like them. They also have a pencil sharpener on the one end, ooh, so you can sharpen your pencil.
Oh man, they've really evolved since I had one.
Yes,
yo,
success.
Yes.
Boom. You gotta take a screenshot of Jack. You're like, whoa, goo.
That's awesome. Burned his beard off.
Yeah, but yeah, that, you had the same reaction. You gunned the can up in Jimmy's
Holy.
There you go. That's a Jackman's ass flame.
That's kind of a fun story. We can tell that later or right now if you want to hear it.
Go ahead.
We was it lunchtime, I guess? We were sitting around taking a break at lunchtime. And we had like one of those big like Timberlock screws sitting there, and I was just like fiddling with stuff while we were talking, and me and Graz were just sitting there. We had an empty seltzer can, and for some reason I decided to put the screw in, chuck it in a cordless drill at an angle, and then I put the can over the head of the screw and then just pull the trigger.
It was like an impact, like it instantly went like 1,000 RPM.
Yeah, it just torqued it immediately. And it just, we didn't see, like, it happened so fast, we didn't know where it went. And it just flew up in the air and never came back down.
I think I posted video on my Instagram, like, it literally, like, it's so fast, you hit the thing and it just disappears. And for a second, we're like, where did it go? Like, we're kind of looking around to hear a noise. And everyone in the background kind of stops and goes like, what the hell is that? But we don't hear it fall. And we're like, where did it go? Like, it evaporated. Or either that or it's in orbit right now.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, for like 3 or 4 minutes, we were just looking for it because we figured we'd hear it like hit something and then fall, but it never fell. And then what did we do? We like...
we got your little camera on a stick. Oh, like I climbed up on a ladder. Yeah, yeah. On a giant 2x4, stuck it up on the wall so we could see if it was above the wall. And yeah, it had like lodged itself on top of the wall somehow, like in the insulation.
Yeah, that St. Croix can is like in Jimmy's, like, it's going to be forever up there. It's like a time capsule.
I'm sure it's still there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it was one of those like instantly it just vanished. I've never seen something move so quickly that we were just like, what happened? Where did it go?
Yeah. I don't know what I thought would happen, but it wasn't that.
That's the definition of magic.
Yeah, I was just being an engineer. You just try stuff and see what happens, and hopefully
it was like
dies.
It was. Yeah, it was magic because we literally for 2-3 minutes we had no idea where it went. Yeah, there it is.
Come on, focus.
Yeah, and then it just evaporates. And then you like that the kid at school, like, I didn't do anything. You put the tool down.
Yeah, push the drill away.
Yeah, and it just
jeez.
That reminds
Cross
me.
Cross just happened to be filming because he had this little camera he was playing around with.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then I think it cuts to like us like kind of jimmying the thing all the way up to like the rafters, and there's like a green Saint or LaCroix can all the way up in the rafters. Oh, but you can see
dying.
Everyone in the background being like, what the hell is that noise?
Just right by their head.
Yeah, there it is.
Wow.
Yeah, there it is.
That's hilarious.
And for all you audio listeners, I spun a can on a drill and ended up on top of the wall.
We just wove a tail.
Yeah.
That reminds me of what my son, it was just his birthday, and he got these things for his birthday that are, picture like a plastic orb with like a ton of holes in it with a computer fan inside. And apparently it's a big thing on TikTok, and they start spinning and this fan revs super high, and you can do like boomerang moves with it and stuff. And you just let it go, and it like shoots around your room, and it like takes out your cat, and you know what? It's she got two of them.
Sign me up.
My daughter is like terrified of them.
Yeah, it you throw it and it just kind of circles back at you.
Yeah, if you do it right, or it hits your kids in the head if you do it wrong. I guess it depends who you are.
That sounds like a win-win in my book.
Taking the kids and the cats out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two birds.
That'll teach them.
That'll teach them for existing? I don't know.
Just for being born.
Yeah.
Yeah. For being dumb.
That's probably
not your kids.
That's probably
just
my
kids.
Dad. Both of those. Being born and being dumb. I had some.
What's your stocking stuffer, Rosie?
Mine is really simple. It's one of these. It's a punch. It's a spring punch, just like center punch with a spring, but it's not the one that you like stretch and let go. It you push it down and it clicks.
Yeah, those are great.
And I didn't know about these until this year, actually. And
where did you get that? I keep buying them and they keep sucking. Like I've bought probably 6 of them.
Really?
And like I'll click it twice and then it will just be like,
oh, really?
Nothing.
Well,
it sucks. And then you have to like unscrew it, then put it back, and then it will click. Like I'll stop doing this. It'll click like two more times and it'll just stop clicking. It's super annoying.
Believe it or not, this one came in a there's a brand, I don't know if Harbor Freight has them. There's a company up here called Princess Auto, and it's essentially Harbor Freight. And there's a brand called Blacksmith, and they sell like clamps and they sell all this other stuff. And it came in a set of step bits, and it has it's a center punch.
With step bits, okay.
Yeah, it has like the main 5 step bits, and then they threw in a punch too.
All right.
So it's cool. I think the whole package was what was it? I think they're like $19 for the those step bits were there's like $50 for the step bits, and then they threw this in. Nice. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I know I use mine more than I would ever think. Like I got one, I was like, that's kind of cool. Maybe I'll use that. And it's like all the time I go and grab for it.
Well, because the first one that I've used to having is the one with the spring on the outside, and you lift it up and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And that one just like, yeah, that one in my experience, sucks. You just lift it up and it just like flops everywhere and like
yeah, you hurt yourself.
Yeah, you hurt yourself. Get your finger caught between the spring things. What are those? Each weave in a spring called? Is it a weave? Spring things? A rung?
Coil?
A coil? Coil?
Coil? Coil sounds right.
Well, the whole the whole thing is the coil. Isn't, I don't know.
Is it? I don't know.
Who cares?
Can you use these on wood and metal?
Yeah, I showed my son how to how it works on our table here in the studio, and it definitely made a big dent in the wood.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I use it. I use it on steel when I'm making not Jackman.
I successfully removed a little bit of metal, so now that dial can go all the way around.
Oh, there. It's like
how? Okay, crank it up.
Oh, boo.
You're just out of fluid.
I just use it all on this podcast.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, I use mine on my steel when I'm making
knives.
But I maybe because the steel is so hard that it will like kind of not work all the time. Like I'll probably have like a 60% success rate with that, and then I have to undo it and then unscrew it, then tighten it back up, and then it works again.
Yeah. Nice.
You're buying the disposable punches.
Yeah, like your disposable lighter now that you just burn.
Yeah, you get to, you use it once and then it's good. It's
that's how you quit smoking. Just it's just like you burn gone. All the the lighter fluid at once.
Right. Oh, it's just like a match, but
it's a 12-foot cigarette.
It's just a really
liquid fuel matches.
Yeah.
Right.
Just a really complicated match. Hey, look what I did. Gone. Okay, so that was stocking stuffers. Thank you, everyone, for bringing some stuff. Okay, so we're going to switch gears a little bit. And instead of getting right into the next category, Jackman and Graz, could you guys share your craziest maker story? Like, you're like, whoa, it could be danger. It could be, like, rubbing elbows with a celebrity. It could be just something that you would classify as crazy. Craziest maker story. And while you're thinking about that,
again, yeah, we got to keep it PG that we're live.
Yeah, I know everything that immediately came to mind is like,
I'm just ready to unleash, but
rolling the red carpet out.
Yeah, try to hold back.
Yeah.
I guess I could go. I mean, I mean. Mine is kind of the origin story of just moving in this building.
Yeah.
Like moving in an apartment that Paul and Kristen lived in. And then it just, my life path kind of went, all right, we're going this way. And then it was a very hard right. And then, I mean, it's kind of a crazy, crazy way that everything kind of fell into place. And I mean, I've told the story numerous times, but it's still hard to process. So I would say that's at least my crazy story.
Taking the sentimental angle, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
He's yeah. I mean, I've broke every thing that Jackman has made in here. Just like, no, your toilet cover is still here. So
it's still there.
It's warping. And it's like the glue is just holding on by like the last bit of like, yeah. Still holding, but every steamy shower I take, it's slightly peeling back.
And
one of those times, you're gonna be sitting on the toilet and it's just gonna let go, and it's gonna like throw you
grapple in my back. Oh God, what? Why?
Why is this happening to me?
So, some context for people: that's my first YouTube video. I made a pallet wood toilet tank cover, and it's got kind of a bent lamination on it before I really knew how to do bent lamination. So it's like kind of glued on there and brad nailed on there, just barely holding on. And that was 8 years ago, maybe?
A long time ago, yeah.
I'm surprised it lasted that long.
No, it's still definitely covering the top of the toilet.
It's doing its job.
Yeah, it's definitely, yeah.
Perfect.
I mean, I, for one, hate the tops of toilets, so.
Yeah.
It's a necessity to cover. I'm surprised how many people wanted me to make one of those for them. Like, I got multiple emails from people. Is like, hey, can you make me a cover for my toilet tank too? And I was like, are you going to send me your toilet tank cover, or like, are you send yeah, me like, dimensions of it? How are we? How are
not
doing
universal.
This? Yeah,
walnut and ebony.
Yeah,
right. high-end toilet tank covers.
Yeah, I mean,
the box shows up with just like a bunch of chips of porcelain at the bottom.
Right.
I think we should collab. Like, why haven't you like power carved an actual pallet wood toilet at this point?
Ooh,
should.
I mean, that's like that's kind of
pallet wood epoxy river toilet. Life.
You did functioning the top, toilet. Do the rest.
Functioning.
Like a fully wooden, like sealed toilet.
I feel like we could.
I think that would be an amazing video.
Might have to build it in two halves and then put them together.
Yeah, but just glue them together. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then fiberglass it and epoxy it.
And make it a river table on the top because everyone likes that. Yeah.
So you can see into the tank when it fills up with water.
Right in the middle, there's like a you can see it go down.
It goes all the way up and over the top. It's like a waterfall.
You can watch your turds just float down to your septic tank.
Yeah, that would be the best thing ever. Yeah, you get the river table this way, so you could be like, there it goes.
Ooh,
and like the elongated two-piece toilet.
Yeah. Someone's healthy.
My toilet's clogged. Oh yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
You gotta make sure you router the edges though, because you don't want any splinters.
And then you can do a wooden bidet too. That you can like
talk about splinters. You gotta be careful with a wooden bidet.
Yeah.
Not good.
So you just thread your garden hose into?
Yeah. Perfect.
Just skip the middleman. Just use the garden hose.
Yeah. Right.
Just outside in your backyard.
I mean,
write that down. Wooden toilet, wooden pallet wood toilet would do it.
Okay, beaver tails and pallet wood toilet.
Perfect. Oh my gosh. Oh, here we go. Jackman, what about you? Was this what you just witnessed? Would this be one of the crazy?
I mean, really, the story of me and Graz meeting is pretty great. It's hard to beat that. And he's currently in my old kitchen right now.
This is literally where Jackman's magic happened.
Yeah.
Ooh. Minus the Instant Pot.
Yeah, he's his computer's sitting on a kitchen island that I built.
Yeah, that's a
cat that I built right there.
New cat. This is Dusty. Yeah, no, this is the kitchen island. It's a former video of yours, and the Massachusetts sign is still on the door as well.
I forgot about that, and the deck in the backyard. I built that deck.
Oh, I ripped that up.
Okay, good.
Don't tell.
Sounds like Jack might have some warranty issues here.
it was gonna fall down anyway, so I'm glad you.
Yeah, it was. It was not well made. Oh, cat! Oh, ripping my leg apart.
I mean, besides me and Graz meeting, me and Tim went to Washington D.C. a couple years ago in January on the I think it was January 6th, and just hung out, saw some sights there, and it was a good time. Nothing else to say.
Saw some sights.
Yeah.
Can't share.
You guys are like, I mean, I would call you guys like pretty proud boys of that, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Very proud of ourselves.
The Canadians go silent.
We're not allowed to have opinions on this stuff.
No, we don't want to talk about it either. Nobody does.
Yeah, this is shades of the ass gas right now.
Oh boy. Hey, Rhodes PC joined us.
Hey Rhodes, what's happening?
He wants a recap of the last half hour.
Not much.
Yeah, it's talking about wooden
big flames.
Toilets,
yeah.
Wooden toilets,
there's a recap.
Big flames and toy sawhorses.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's go around the table. So mine was a really bright flashlight. Jackman was sawhorses.
Yeah, plastic sawhorses.
Hoff was crayons.
Yeah. Expensive glorified crayons. Yeah.
Sharpies, but like you know.
64 colors.
Really thin. It has the pencil sharpener in the back. The crayon sharpener in the back.
Yeah. Oh, and the clip.
That was such a flex back in elementary school.
Oh my gosh, that box. It was a cathedral for crayons.
Oh yeah. And then you just had them all laid out and be like, oh, do you want yours sharpened?
Oh, you want blue? Would you like cyan or would you like
burnt sienna?
Robin's egg?
Did you guys have the plastic pencils that had the lead in it? That was like a piece of plastic with lead on it?
Oh, and you pulled
it out of the end and put it in the back when it was done?
Oh, Yeah, like, yeah, we that's
the GI track pencil.
I was just talking about that at work like 2 days ago because the like there's like these production lights where you can like stack them, and I was like, that looks just like the old school like pencil where you'd be like, I want blue, and then you'd be like, hold on, I gotta get blue, and then you get the final like blue one, and then
or you jab something in the back and just then you're forever.
They were great little dart guns too.
Yeah.
They lasted as a pencil for like one class, and then that was it. Like you pulled them out. If you took the lead, you took them all out and put one in backwards, it was like a perfect blow dart gun.
It was like a pellet gun.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And it had lead on the end of it. It was like lethal. You could probably draw blood.
Sounds like a blow dart.
yeah.
All right. And then mine was a spring punch, but not the one that you like a clicky one.
Oh, yes. Yes, the seven punch.
Okay, now we're moving on to category number two. More than your average socks and underwear. Let's go first. So that's how everyone has categorized this or has, how do I say this? Everyone has different ideas about how much these categories should cost.
We all come from different professions.
Yeah,
so
we're not all Netflix stars. We can't all afford everything.
Can you just rephrase it? We're not all Emmy nominated.
Oh,
Netflix
sorry.
Stars?
Oh, there it is. I was wondering when that was going to come. Let's hear. Let's hear.
Come on. Round of applause.
I have a sound effect for that on here somewhere, but
we're not going to bring up what the Emmy was for. It was for us.
We're just Emmy nominated. Doesn't
it was
matter.
For us. Yeah.
Without us, there's no footage to edit, so we're all Emmy nominated.
It's like best craft services.
The award goes to Rudely.
Yeah. Shout out Rudely.
All right. More than your socks, average socks or underwear, what price ranges do you think would fall under this?
What do you think? I was thinking like $100 to $200.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang.
Jeez.
Sorry.
I want to come to Christmas at your house.
What's your big gift?
It's in the thousands.
It's a
me and Jackman are on pretty. I'm with Jackman here.
All right. Okay, I gotta step up my my Christmas game. Apparently,
the heavy hitter is once every 5 to 8 years, right? It's not you don't get it every year.
Oh, no, that's very. That's what it is. I'm so
yeah.
I'm no. Okay, wow.
It's one of the TV commercials with the giant bow on the top of the car.
That's okay, that's where we're going with this.
Or it's the first tier in Jackman's OnlyFans.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
True.
That's true. The foot one, right?
Or the top Patreon tier?
Yeah, it's just his big toe.
You got to pay for each toe individually.
And if you catch him on a good day, he'll draw a little face on the toenail.
Oh. Yeah.
If you buy four, do you get one free?
He calls it Toe Rogan.
You get the whole foot. My top Patreon tier is like 41 million something. It's whatever. There's like some.
Isn't there
highest
a boat
number.
Involved?
Yeah,
something?
Yeah. It's you get a ride on my private boat. I don't own one yet, but we'll buy one with the $41 million and then go take a ride on
the guitar boat.
It could be the guitar boat.
What if Bezos was like a big fan and was like, yeah, calling your
worth
bluff.
Every penny. Ooh,
yeah. Worth we're it. Buying, yeah.
We're buying a boat.
Screw world hunger. I'm going on a boat with Jackman.
A phallic-shaped boat like his to match his spaceship.
Yes.
There it is.
It has to be.
There it is. Okay. So who wants to go first with this one?
Well, I guess I guess let's cap it at like a hundo, you think, roughly?
Well, these guys say, what, 200? 1 to 200?
I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Oh, question from the chat before we get going. Where is the guitar boat?
Did that end up at Jimmy's friend's house?
Yeah, I think like... Jimmy's friend has some sort of like a lot of land and hosts like EDM like
Burning Man.
Yeah,
kinda,
no,
yeah.
Yeah, he like one night he like texted all of us and was like, here's all the builds, and the guy was like, I'll take them all. And he just took them and just kind of like put them about his land. Like, wasn't the dinosaur like holding like a welcome sign, like right?
I think so. And yeah. So we all took bits and pieces of the build. So I have the head of the dinosaur, so that the dinosaur is there headless, but he had some like emoji head on top of it.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Jimmy's just like panning around this guy's property having this like disco EDM party.
Yeah.
And there's just a giant dinosaur there with an emoji head on it and like a pirate ship in the background. And
yeah. And like the soccer shoe car was like his mailbox.
Yeah.
But I think he literally did it out of spite to annoy his like other neighbors. Wasn't he saying that?
I think so. Somebody complained and he's like, all right, you want to complain? Yeah. Here's a giant dinosaur.
Show you. All right, $100 to $200 for the more than your average socks and underwear category.
Now, is this Canadian or American?
Oh boy,
American socks or $100 to $200
Canadian is like $12 currency. American.
If we're talking 200 American, like geez, that's about what 600 Canadian.
That's a heavy hitter.
900 Labatt Blue cans of beer.
Oh my gosh!
So me and Pat Lapp had these coins made.
Oh.
That's the Pat Lapp side, which is worth $1. And then the Jackman side is worth 75 cents because of the conversion ratio at the time.
That's so funny.
That's wicked.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Keep talking. I'll be right back.
Anyway, I don't know where we're going with that, but that was relevant for some reason.
That's awesome. How did you guys get? Is there a company that does that?
Yeah, so one of his buddies up in Canada was like, hey, you guys want a coin? I want to make one with your face on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Jackman has a Graz-sized coin, and I have a Jackman-sized Graz coin. Courtesy of Tim Sway.
Yeah.
So he did one all out of aluminum. So this is the Graz coin that will ever be minted, and it's one, and it's worth a billion Jackman coins.
But it says heads wins on it.
And there's also a cat butt on the other side. Look at that. I'll highlight it.
A cat right there. I love it. I love
stare
it.
Into it. Stare into it.
Just heads it wins happen. On our coin, too.
Oh, yeah. Heads, I win. Oh, it says
tails,
worthless.
Tails, you lose.
Oh.
Worthless.
Womp.
Womp. Womp. Womp.
A lot of visual gags for this audio medium.
Yeah. Well, we're on video. It's all good.
Can I show you guys a card trick?
Oh, please. Silent? Yes.
No. That it's a joke.
I've been waiting.
It's a card trick. You can't see it or hear it.
Says every one of our listeners. Please, yes.
Yeah, wait, hold on. I'll make all the listeners disappear.
I think that happened a long time ago.
Holy.
Abracadabra.
It worked.
They're long gone.
I think I was telling you guys when we were doing the AskCast, we plotted every week our viewership went lower. And then Jackman did his Jackman math, and we figured out like a date where it would be zero. And we were going to do a live audience then.
To nobody.
Just you guys hanging out and having lunch.
Yeah, just be like, anyone have any questions? Okay.
The waitress is like, dude, shut up. What are you
talking about? Why do you have a microphone inside Chili's?
Nobody cares. Freaking weirdos. All right. Hoff, you want to start this one off?
Sure.
See what I did there.
Visuals for the podcast, right?
Yes.
This puppy.
What the hell is that? Is that a glue gun?
It's the M12 installation driver. Which it has a detachable heads. I actually just got this last year. So it's got a 3/8 chuck on it. So a 3/8 chuck can come with it. It's got a 1/4 inch. Hex attachment for your like driver bits. It's got a 90 degree hex attachment for it, and it's even got a offset. So it's wicked. I use it for installing cabinets and anything around the house. It's nice and light. I think it's about 200, maybe 220 in Canada, but it's pretty wicked, as is all the other Milwaukee tools.
That
would be my gift.
I have the same attachments for my fleshlight.
Is that cordless too?
Especially that 90.
Yeah,
that 90 is the one.
Oh no, the 90. Let me tell you, the 90.
And it takes Milwaukee batteries too.
Yeah, It takes five.
The knockoff ones.
Yeah, it's the ones I find on Amazon.
It takes five of them. But
Yeah, it doesn't need a quick, very quick charge.
You plug it in. You can plug it into AC, but it, the whole neighborhood's lights dim when it turns on.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyway. All right, who's next?
I got one. So for about $100, I don't know with inflation now, but I would recommend the Bauer metal cutting bandsaw from Harbor Freight. It's a game changer as far as cutting metal, because I would use discs, grinders to cut metal, and I had one explode on me, and luckily it didn't go into me. And then I went to the metal cutting bandsaw, and it's the best $99 I've spent on a tool, I think, probably in my entire shop, because no sparks, no danger of things exploding and going into your eyeballs and stuff like that. And it's just the best thing ever.
Is that like the Portaband?
Yeah. It's the Portaband. Similar, and then you add like a swag pedal to it. It's the best thing ever for like cutting metal and then and other materials. And I think it's still about $100, $120, but definitely will save your eyeballs and shrapnel into your chest if you're not a big fan of them.
Oh, that's cool.
Does it drop into the metal, or do you have to like?
No, I mean it's just like a small bandsaw, and then like before I had the swag stand, I would just kind of use a vise just to hold it, and then I would just kind of cut the steel from my knives on it, but. I mean, it really depends on the quality of the blades, but as far as safety goes, that's definitely high on my list.
Yeah, for sure. I just Googled Portaband, and they have a Portaband Pro portable chop saw too, where you can put that in. It's like a chop saw apparatus, and you can pull it down like a chop saw, but it's your portable bandsaw.
That's just like Jackman's fleshlight.
Who told you? Yeah,
it's like a guillotine.
Just stop.
Like, yeah, he's like, you want to get it at the 45-degree angle. I mean, for miters,
Mitri's.
Mitri's. In Canada.
I put it in the chat. You can check it out. These are sweet. Have you guys ever seen these Portaband Pros?
Professional.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
So the swag table just gives you like a flat table.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jimmy's got a lawsuit on his hands. Didn't he make that like 5-7 years ago?
Did it? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It said like duress on the side, and he like used it as like a, I don't know if it did miters, but he used it as like a full on kind of miter saw.
If you go to the last image on that scroll or on the whatever you want to call that carousel thing at the top of this page, one of them has like a swag mount too, and then you just pull that off of there, and then you can use it as a chop saw. This thing is sweet.
That's pretty sweet.
I didn't even know that existed till right now. Well, there's my there's one of my ideas. Good grief.
That's your pick now for the middle of the road gift.
Well, I mean, it's a little pricey. Let's be
How much is it? In Canadian dollars.
Well, on the website, they're saying, what, $469? I'm assuming that's U.S.
Yep.
But, I think...
That's cool.
Jimmy's got a lawsuit. There's a Jimmy's video. That was, what, how many years ago? 5 years ago. So I think he's got something.
Oh. Well.
Those cordless bandsaws have come a long way, too. Those things are pretty wicked.
Oh, I remember this now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the same thing.
There's a fine line between perseverance.
That's cool.
What are you listening to, life advice? Or what?
Oh, there was an ad on this video.
Oh.
Jimmy's getting his half a penny out of him.
I got a video.
Yeah,
too.
It was a pretty cool build he did. That. I remember it being super heavy, but it was still kind of a cool concept.
It looks like it would weigh a couple hundred pounds.
a Canadian metric ton, if you will.
Okay. Sure. All
right. Yeah, okay.
It's like my conversion calculator out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, all right. Enough Canadian jokes.
Who's up next?
I mean, I'll go.
Okay, go ahead.
I got two stocking stuffers for the middle of the road gift. Your Leatherman Free P4.
Okay.
It's a Leatherman knife or a pair of Isotunes. These are the Free Aware Isotunes.
Would you like to share a discount code with our listeners?
I mean, Jack and Ted, if you want to use it.
Or Browse 10. I mean, that's probably a better discount.
Yeah, they'll get you 10% on instead of 10% off.
You have to pay 10% more.
Yeah.
I mean, Isotunes is a sponsor of mine, not an ad, but these are amazing Bluetooth hearing protection. It's hearing protection in the shop, and you can listen to music or podcasts or whatever at the same time.
They really are pretty. I mean, they last forever. Like, I've never had it run out of juice, which is, I've never had wireless earbuds not run out of juice when I'm at the shop for like a full day.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
That's why I like the Free Awares in particular. It's got like a 10 hour battery on it, I think.
Yeah. It's pretty insane how long they last.
Are they comfortable?
They are.
I think so. They have different size ear tips. So, depending on how big your ear canal is, you can.
Your ear hole.
That's a smaller, none of your damn business thing.
Now, are they fully noise blocking? Because I've got custom earplugs that I can that little flaps that go into your canal, they kick off at certain decibels, so I can still hear, like, if I'm at the school, I can still hear kids, I can communicate, but then when the machines kick up, it can you hear with those on still, or is it
you can with can this you? Model, that's what the Aware part of it is. That lets in out, you know, sounds from outside that aren't really loud. So if you're talking, you can hear other people. I was just going to say any of their models that have the Aware technology on it has that ability. Other ones don't.
It definitely takes a little bit. Cause like, yeah, I have the over the ear ones and like, it is one of those things you're like, whoa, I somehow hear you, but then like, some tools will like trigger it on and off like a million times and you're like
like my ear compressor will do that.
Exactly. But for the most part they're pretty awesome. But the earbuds I prefer over the over ear ones.
So what you're saying is I can listen to my own music while I'm teaching. I don't have to listen to the kids.
Exactly.
They'll never know.
I love it.
There's a special wife filter on there if you know.
Okay, we have a question from the chat about those. Okay, do they prompt with the iPhone or mention when you have a notification? Like how my AirPods can tell me when I have a text and I actually need to care about, or if I can just keep being happy in the shop.
Does that make sense? I mean, you'll hear the notification. It won't tell you what it is. And like they'll ring, like a phone call will ring to them and you can talk through them.
Yeah.
I don't know what the AirPods do though. I've never had any.
Yeah, like it's usually just like a notification noise, like as far as like every other kind of pair of headphones.
Okay.
Surprises me with that Netflix money that you guys don't have not rocking AirPods.
I don't know. I don't have a good
lies.
Excuse.
Yeah.
I have students.
We're not on Stranger Things.
I have students in my class that have gone through like three sets of them.
Dang.
Oh, man. Don't get me started. Quick question about that, Jackman. Where are you at with the whole like wireless earbuds cause things with your brain? Is that a thing?
I mean, so far so good. We'll see. I'll check in with you in a few years.
That was out of left field.
Are you trying to tell me something?
I just got serious here.
Jack, what do you think about chemtrails?
No. But like the radio waves, I'm just gonna stop talking. No, but like the Bluetooth, I don't know. People say that it causes like brain problems, like cancers and stuff. But I've also heard it's BS too. So
you're like, I like turtles.
Yeah.
Rosie's just like you've gotten noticeably dumber in the last time you were on the podcast.
can you stop?
Your eye is really just kind of.
Can you stop giggling? Just like
with all the other chemicals you deal with, it's fine.
We're taking a break here. Why are you giggling? I don't understand. Okay, Hoff, what do you got?
I already shared.
Oh yeah, you already shared.
Yeah. Also, Jack, and by the way, those Leathermans are wicked.
Yeah,
highly recommend those.
The Leatherman. Wait, these are the letter. Yeah, hold on a second. That's the free and that's the free. I just realized that.
Wait,
they're both. They're both the free. That's Isotunes free and the Leatherman free.
Wait, it's the, wait. So what's the difference between like the free and what is it? The ways, the wave.
The free has magnets in it, so that is like magnetically held together.
I remember. Yeah, yours was like super. Like you could like whip it open like a butterfly knife.
That, yeah, that's so it's cool.
It's good like one handed. I can just flip it open.
Okay.
Yeah, and then all the tools are on the outside.
Yeah,
you don't have to open it up to get to the knife or whatever. It's just right there.
Oh, look at that! I like that. Yeah, yours is super loose.
Yeah, because magnets hold those things in too. Yeah. So instead of it being like it locks on the outside, but when you're trying to pull it out, it's just a magnet on the inside that holds it in there.
And magnets, how do they work? Sorry,
I never know.
Please.
Insane Clown Posse reference. I have to. And every
That is, I haven't heard that name in a long time. Wow.
ICP
is Insane Canadian Posse.
Yeah.
What do they call followers of ICP? Juggalos. Yeah. We're well known juggalos.
Yeah, we are all juggalos at heart.
We're like F-list celebrities, but in the juggalo community, we're like near the top.
A-plus celebrities.
Love it. Okay. Anyway. I brought the Leatherman Skeletool. All
right.
Oh, it's called the Skeletool? That's such a good name.
It's got like skeleton. I don't know. It's like thin and like... But it has, you know, it's got some side cutters. It's got the... You know, your run-of-the-mill plier, and then it has one blade on the outside, but it's tough to, it doesn't swing open, which I kind of wish it did, but it's got a blade.
You need the magnets.
Right here.
Yep. Big blade.
Oh, and yeah, and yeah.
And then on the end, it's got like a carabiner slash bottle opener, I guess, and then there's these, it's a screwdriver with interchangeable
bits. Take it up, flip it over. Phillips and flathead
and pocket lint. Gotta have that pocket lint. And yeah, Skeletool. So those are listed for, what is it, $100 Canadian.
So okay. Like free American.
Yeah. So pretty much, we'll pay you to take these. There's a Skeletool.
Thanks, Joe Biden.
Oh my gosh. Again, we can't comment.
We know he controls the Canadian economy.
We're Canadian.
Blink 38 times if you agree.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So that's all of them, right? Yeah.
I think so.
We're going to switch gears again. What's your biggest fail in like your career, in your maker-ness? And I have one that I can share to get the ball rolling on this. Graz, I was going through our episode when we had you on, and
that's your biggest fail is having you on.
I'm gonna Thanks say that is the biggest fail. Yeah, I just wanted
this
to.
This is Graz signing off.
I wanted to say this.
That was a hell of a setup
in a public forum. No, do you remember during that episode our memory card got full and we had to? No, it was our memory card. It got to capacity, but also we were using a free version of Zoom, and we had to call you back.
Resetting the Zoom like three times.
Yeah, so that whole interaction between us, it found its way into the show, and I forgot to take it out, so you can hear the whole thing.
Well, I am honored. Thank you for that.
No, that's the biggest fail on my part. Because I didn't catch that. So we're talking. I'm like, okay. So just a side note, we just got a notification from Zoom that it's gonna, you know, it's gonna end. And then I look down. And I'm like, oh, and our memory card's almost full. Oh, this sucks. Okay, so can we just email you back? And you're like, yeah. Well, you just email me. We'll start it over. And then it stops. And then it's like, so how did you get into knife making? And it's just like a dead stop. Oh, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's embarrassing, but whatever, we'll leave it in.
It happens.
A bunch of yahoos.
Biggest fail. We didn't know what the hell we're doing.
If that's your biggest fail, you're doing all right.
Go on.
Oh, me next. That's a good question. I guess I remember during the show. I mean, I had to play it off like nothing happened, but I remember getting like a pretty bad burn with the glue gun because we had to do something a couple times, and I just wiped it off of my hand, and it napalmed my hand, and I was like, "Oh, that hurts!" And then I was like, "That's blistering." And then it was for like 3 days. I had really bad blisters on like three of my fingers, but I had to play it off like I was totally fine. But I was like, "Oh, that's bad." But I guess that may have been my biggest fail because I was just like, because they were just like, "All right, do it again." So I just wiped it off real quick, and I knew how hot it was, but usually you can kind of go like that and kind of get it off your skin real fast. But it just adhered to my hand real fast, and then it was. I gave myself a pretty bad burn. It was during the Unicorn Cycle episode.
Unicorn.
That was like those diesel hot glue guns too that Derek got.
Yeah.
They're
like
military grade hot glue guns, like a million degrees.
Yeah, I was like, why is there a knob here that goes up to like 900 degrees? Like weld metal with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's like you use a regular hot glue gun, you put a stick and you're like, oh, I gotta wait for it to heat up now. Not with these. It's just like instantly.
Right, but yeah. Again, with a normal glue gun, you could kind of like wipe it and then do that, and then it will just kind of like bead off your fingers. Mm-hmm. This just bam, right to like I think I have a picture of it, but it was pretty gnarly, and I was just like, no, I'm fine. I'm just gonna use my left hand for the next 3 hours.
Refuse to shake everybody's hands. They all think you're just a big prick.
Yeah, I was just like fist bump, and I was like, oh, you just popped my blister.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I think that may have been my biggest fail, other than having the disc pop and almost kill me when I was trying to cut that metal years ago.
Jackman's like, I'm perfect. I don't understand what this word fail is.
Yeah, I've never made a mistake in my life. Did I do anything stupid on the show? I'm trying to think.
Probably didn't carry a one or two right.
Yeah. I rounded the wrong way.
Yeah, I was like, stupid. Doesn't even know math. No, I mean, you killed it on the trebuchet.
The trebuchet was fun.
Yeah, that was, I mean, your math was dead on, so you definitely didn't fail on that. I mean, everyone else failed on that team. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I think on the show, no, I don't think there was any fails that weren't subtle, that you had to like hide your hand of like severe burns.
Right. I don't know. Becoming the palate guy was my biggest fail. There you go. I never asked for it. I never wanted it, but it happened, and now I have it. And
well, hold on. Let me send you this palate meme. Hold on.
Look at this palette I made out of a coffee table.
Yeah, I reverse engineered it, and now I made a palette. It's so funny.
Here's a big truck with like 100 pallets on it that you've seen. You ever see the video of there was like a minivan fully loaded with pallets? The roof was loaded up with pallets, and it was like pulling out of a gas station. It went viral like a year or two ago. I saw it like 500 times, maybe.
You get to play it off like you saw it the first time every time. Yeah. You're like, oh, this was hysterical.
That's funny.
And when that just came out right now.
And when lumber prices were through the roof, all those memes were like, oh, I spotted a millionaire today.
Right, yeah. Then I was looking like the genius then.
Yeah.
It's like, well, maybe I will use pallets.
That's back when 2x4s were, what did they get to here? 11 or 12 bucks for an 8-footer?
Really?
Yeah. Crazy. Wait,
it was what? It was
$11? Yeah, they went to, I think 11 or 12. I think before COVID, they were like 315 for an 8-footer. Like, they went up to 11, 12 like bucks.
$2 here.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what they peaked at. I saw them at least $7.
I remember seeing them like $6 here.
Yeah. I would think in Canada they would be like a penny a piece.
No.
Because they all come from Canada.
There's so many trees. Anyway, right?
One red-green reference a piece.
Yes. Actually, you know how on I have a Roku TV, and there's all these like random... You guys have Roku... You've heard of Roku, I'm sure, before, right?
They have
all these random channels.
There you are.
Have you seen this?
Yeah. Have you seen the Maker channel?
I don't have the Maker channel on mine.
Okay.
But there's a red-green channel for some reason.
What?
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then there's a bunch of drag racing stuff, and there's a bunch just random.
It's weird.
Random stuff. Anyways, shout out to
No offense
Roku.
To Canada, but I remember as a kid, like, stumbling upon red-green on, like, PBS at, like, 2 in the morning, just being like, oh, okay. And then just watching it being like,
Dad?
It'll get funny. It was like, anytime, like, it'll get funny. And then it just, you know, just kind of fell a little flat. I don't know if you have to be Canadian to like, get it.
It's kind of, I think it's flat would be a good, there's some funny stuff, like when he's modifying his cars and he makes like a waffle maker out of his car.
I felt he was, he was like the Canadian Gallagher.
I don't know who Gallagher is.
No, you guys don't, oh my God.
Who's
Jackman,
Gallagher?
I know you don't know Gallagher.
I know of him because he died recently and so I shouldn't stop there. There was somebody did a podcast with him and they replayed it. And I was like,
Mark Maron?
Yeah.
Up and left halfway through.
Yeah. He like swung down the middle of the interview.
Yeah.
Really?
He used to just smash fruit at the end of his like routine, and as a kid it was the funniest thing. But I just rewatched it and I was like, why is he smashing fruit? Like it doesn't, it's not funny. It's just ruining fruit and everyone in the front row is just ruining their outfits for the evening. Anyway, sorry.
That's funny.
All right. Yeah, I wasn't very familiar with him, but he seemed just like kind of an angry guy. And so is Mark Maron. So having them both in the same room at the same time is kind of funny.
Yeah.
And it's at Mark's house, isn't it? Isn't that where he in his like garage?
Yeah,
or something?
It's a garage.
I think so.
Yeah.
So that would be even more awkward. He's at his house.
Right.
He just gets up.
Like, honey, Gallagher is in the garage right now. So
she'll say who?
Do you want any smashed watermelon?
Oh man! All right, Hoff. Do you have a fail story?
I'm installing countertops years ago and under in the sink box, and I grabbed for my 1.5-inch screw and grabbed a 3-inch screw and continued to, you know, suck it in till it was flush with the under part of the rail that I was attaching the countertop to, and got out of the sink box and there was about 1.25-inch thread sticking out of the countertop. So yeah, that was a good learning curve, and I to this day I've always double checked screw lengths when putting countertops in. So we had to take the countertop back. I think it was this, was it 14 feet by 5 foot L, custom laminate one. Ooh. So my boss was not too happy with me on that one.
Yeah. What happened? Like, were you like, oh, what happened? I didn't.
Well, we like 1.5 to 3. I'm like, I should have maybe, you know, clued in that I was young. I was still learning at this time, but I'm like, holy crap. You think you would maybe clue into, okay, this is a pretty big screw to be put on the on my driver bit, but
it's like that. You're like,
it's like a 14-inch leg.
Oh man.
So yeah, that's my big fail.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah. Heavy hitter time?
Heavy hitter time, buddy.
Ooh. I'm excited for Jackman's because he upped the ante and said you know, over 1,000. That's kind of on par with mine.
I'm going to break the bank right now.
It's a new Lexus.
I had to pivot, yeah. You get a Lexus, and you get a Lexus.
Yeah.
All right, who wants to go first?
I mean, you want me to kick it off?
Yeah, let's go.
So another one that's not a shill, I promise, but CLC, Chesapeake Lightcraft, I'm currently building a teardrop camper with them from their design, and they sell kits mostly of boats. They're like boat designers. So there's canoes, kayaks, like anything you can think of. They have, I think, over 100 different designs. And you can buy these kits, and they include the plywood all cut out, CNC cut. It includes the epoxy, the fiberglass, like any hardware that you need to go with the kit. And it's just, it's I don't know, it's a cool project and a cool process for all of them. And they range, I think, from like $1,000 to, I don't know, the more expensive ones are probably close to $10,000.
Wow.
Dang. Yeah, that teeter up, Taylor, that trailer is looking pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is.
It's a really cool design.
And what is
everything with those plans in?
Can you fit in there?
Yes.
Comfortably?
Yes, I think so. So
define until comfort. Recently.
Yeah. How comfortable
I could fit in there comfortably.
Until recently, the only access, like, I didn't have the doors cut out because you build it with the doors in place and then you cut them out after your fiberglass. So the only access was through this hatch in the back that you leave off. So, like, I was like, this is like incredibly small. I do not like this at all. But once I get the doors cut open, it's like, okay, this isn't so bad. So it's 8x5, I think, the footprint of it, and 4.5 feet tall, maybe.
So would their kits that you're talking about, would they be following the similar build that you're doing with the teardrop trailer?
Yeah, so the teardrop, like, it's the same build process for the boats, too. Like, it's stitch and glue construction for the most part. They do have some strip build boats also as options. And I think you can buy it just as plans, or you can buy the kit, too. So you can buy just the paper plans that you trace out and cut your own pieces. Or, like, I think even the strips, they sell those as a kit, milled down with the coves in them and everything.
Like Bear Mountain boats or whatever?
Yep. Yeah, just like that, like the one that Jimmy built.
Yeah.
Did he build a Bear Mountain boat?
One of the canoes.
Okay. That's up in, I think they're from Ontario. I think Nick Offerman did a build. He's got like a how-to.
Jimmy shot that video.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that canoe is in Parks and Rec?
Yeah. Last scene.
Heard yeah. that story?
And it's, no way. But it's in Jimmy's dining room, the lucky boy.
Yep.
Is that okay. So Jimmy has it? That's really cool.
Yeah, like if you go to YouTube, you can see like kind of like behind the scenes footage, and it's like Nick and Jimmy, and they're young bucks, young strapping lads, and they're somewhere in Red Hook, New York, making the videos.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
Those are cool to be able to get a full kit with everything you need and all the guesswork out of it.
Yeah.
Pretty wicked.
Yeah, because like this camper I'm building for Arbortech Tools, they're going to use it as like a roadshow thing for all the tool shows. And I needed to get it done by the end of the year. So it was like time sensitive. I was thinking about designing one myself. I was like, well, if I can buy this as a kit, it'll save me some time. So that was the thought process with that. And then like I've never built a stitch and glue boat before. So working from a kit is kind of the way to go, because you learn the process, all the fiberglass, like the whole process is brand new to me, even though it is woodworking. Like it's a very different way to do woodworking.
Do they do like an instruction booklet for you then with different step-by-step?
Yeah, every step of the way, there's like, it's like a phone book. It's like 400 pages long. Nice. Like every single step of the process with photos and everything.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to be like TLDR. I'll be like, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. I'll save the $13 and just do it myself. Yeah, like, don't send me the instructions.
Can I use like an Audible, like Jackman 10 to like save money and time? Can I get this on Audible?
They should. You have to listen to it while you build it.
Yeah, he's like, take the brown strip and put it in the lighter strip.
It's just Jackman heavy breathing.
Yeah. I'm building it while I talk about it.
Yeah, like, he's getting like out of breath. Oh, you got to climb into this thing so much.
I can't fit. I'm freaking out.
Epoxying the inside as you're squished in.
My feet are currently sticking out of the back.
So what brand was that kit?
Chesapeake Lightcraft, CLC. There's CLC boats on the Instagrams and stuff like that.
Cool. CLC boats. And what? Yeah, okay. Nice. That's awesome. Okay, that's a heavy hitter. I like it.
What I'm trying to get him to build with me, we're trying to design a custom Jackman boat. And my idea right now is a mini boat, which is like, they have cocktail racers, which are like small one-person boats that you race around.
Yeah.
But I want mine to be...
I want one so bad. Like a cocktail racer? I totally want one of those.
So I want to do kind of like a cocktail racer, but it's like just a scaled down boat. And it has like the marker lights on it, like the red and the green lights. It's got a little windshield and a steering wheel, and it fits one person. But I want to make it like fully legal. I want to register it with the state, have like registration numbers on the back of it and everything. And then in the video, I want the Coast Guard to board my boat and check for like a life jacket and a fire extinguisher.
That's brilliant.
And like go down the list.
But they're all very tiny. Like it's like a tiny light preserver. Like
it's a little fire extinguisher.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, bailing device is a quarter cup measuring cup.
Oh, it's just funny awesome. For the video. So I don't know if they understood that joke or not. I think they did. I think they liked it. Because my wife's in the Coast Guard, so she knows the right people to get them in the video.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is so good. Have you guys ever watched Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
Oh, yeah.
So mm-hmm. that episode where Seinfeld takes Jimmy Fallon out in his boat?
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see that one?
I watched the Louis C.K. one when they're on the boat.
He takes him on this little, hold on here, I'll Google it. He takes him on this, it's a little wooden boat. Is it wooden? But like, it's from the 50s, I think it is, or 60s, and they were called the strongest boat ever, and you could like cut it in half, and it would still, like their marketing thing was you could like cut the boat in half, and then it would still float.
A Flex Seal boat?
No, it's called the...
CLC has a boat design that is built purposefully in two pieces, so you can like fit it inside of a back of a, like a small bed truck, and then you bolt it together somehow on site once you get to the pond or wherever you're taking the boat out.
And then you just sink quickly.
All the water just comes through the middle seam.
I think 2023. Let's do a Cedar Strip submarine.
Okay. I mean, you should build a cocktail racer, and I'll build one at the same time, and you come down here and we'll race.
I so want to make a tiny, tiny boat that's just me, that just like, tiny everything.
Well, that's it. That's
a lot of those YouTube guys, like Cletus McFarlane and those guys, have those small, they're like a small jet boat, and they put like a Honda in the back.
Yeah.
And they can jump stuff. They hit like, They hit like logs floating in the water and they just jump it.
That's what I want. Yeah.
It's called a Boston Whaler.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's perfect. Yeah. I'm like.
You are the Boston Whaler.
Away from Boston. Let's do it.
That was Krause's nickname in high school.
Yeah.
It was Italian ice, but I'll take Boston Whaler too.
Oh man.
I live on this little bay here, and it would just be amazing to have a couple of those just ripping around the bay.
That would be so much fun. And then like a tiny jet skier behind you, like a child.
Yeah, like a baby on a jet ski.
Oh yeah, it's called the Unsinkable. That's what it is.
Boston Whaler, unsinkable boat.
The very sinkable Graz boat.
There is a
more than likely sinking Graz boat.
Here, I'll post this. I'll post it in the chat.
Is there anyone left on the YouTube chat right now?
Oh yeah, there's like how many? Six people watching right now.
Wait, how the hell is that boat even a boat?
I know.
Yeah, how does that float?
It's not sinkable.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's unsinkable. That's why. Rhodes PC's here. He's been talking about he tried to name the camper, but the first two names that came to mind were the Neighborwood and the Goodpecker. And then he goes, after a second of reflection, I decided not to comment those. Can't take it back.
Rhodes PC wants to do a build with me in like a month or two. Let's make a computer boat, and then we can drive it around like Salem Harbor. Let's do it. Yeah. We can game while we're boating.
Oh, that's cool. I thought you meant like out of computer parts.
Yeah, we can do that too. Yeah. Yeah, we'll just do it all out of RAM and hard drives.
And epoxy.
And just flex seal it together.
Yeah, and just black tar it together.
Clear epoxy.
Clear flex seal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. No. Who wants to go next? We're on the heavy hitter.
Oh, crap. I had one. Now I forget it.
I'll go.
All right.
Oh, he said he's going to need a lot of RAM, but he's in. okay, so the first one, before I thought the heavy hitter was going to be like a 1 in 5 year type of thing.
I have a good computer pun, but never mind.
Okay, you can.
Please. All right. Once we make the boat, I hope no one's fishing me.
Okay.
All right. I'm just gonna go. All right.
Even the crickets went home. They're not even chirping right now.
Hey? What do Canadian crickets know anyway?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So this one, have you guys seen one of these?
We can't see you at all.
Oh. No. No, I haven't.
That's magic.
Well, everyone in YouTube can see me.
Go on.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Okay, let's go back to the fails.
Describe it. Visually describe it to us.
Yeah, is it bigger than a bread box?
Here we go.
Five words.
Have you seen one of these?
Is that a Tim Sway?
Oh, Weird Al plays one of those.
Yeah. No, it's actually called a... Picket Master Pro. It's by Salt City Steel. And what it is if you want to mark, let's say you want to, every inch and a half, you want to drill a hole. Yeah. So instead of pulling your tape out and just marking it, you can literally just make one of the first one inch and a half wide, and then you have all of your marks, and then away you go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so it's all equal spacing.
It's all equal spacing, and this guy makes them out of his garage. He's a really cool dude, and it goes up to, what is that? Probably 6 inches, and then you can equal spacing, and away you go. It's awesome. And then if you get them in a certain like pattern or length, there's a wing nut on the back, and then you can hold it down, and then it doesn't close on you. It stays. Hmm. It's pretty awesome. And he makes one for, Hoff got one for wood. This is the metal.
They're the plastic.
But then if you put like a novelty, like punching glove,
yeah.
You can extend out. And
there we go.
It's this guy's like whole like bread and butter, and you're just like turning it into a toy.
But I mean, not to jack your swag, doesn't Tim's got a very similar thing, right?
I think it's a center finder, maybe.
Yeah, it's like a third of that size.
The mechanics are kind of similar, but it just finds the center of 2 points.
Yeah,
but you can have
equidistant holes.
But that thing is pretty sweet.
There's six of them.
Yeah,
and I have one at the school too, and we've used it a lot actually. A big project that kids like to do are like coat racks and stuff, and so they'll space them, and they'll have trouble with the holding the tape measure or whatever. So that's just boom, there it is.
Done. Yeah, that's a quick.
It's cool.
How much does that thing go for?
This guy on their website goes for the 7 point. They make a 12 point and a 7 point. This is the 7. The 7 point is 129 and the 12 point is 194. Laser cut stainless steel.
Dang.
Equal spaces, 12 points from half inch to 6 3/8 between points. Equal spacing layout tool designed for ornamental iron fabrication. Includes handmade protective case, sticker pack, and a marking pen. I didn't get the marking pen. What the hell? No, I'm just kidding. The Picket Master Pro comes with wing nuts to lock your spacing in place. And they have a plastic one for woodworking too. And this is kind of, these ends are pretty sharp. Like you could probably scribe with them. Like
that hardened steel. Can you actually kill a man? Have you tried to kill like a homeless man with that yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, next Wolverine podcast.
2.0.
I'm Canadian, remember? I'll just put a boxing glove on the end and be like...
And then you can celebrate Boxing Day.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, and it came with this like leather case thing, which is kind of cool. And I got a sticker pack. But yeah, it's saltcitysteel.org, and it's Salt City Steel on Instagram. He's He's a really cool guy, and he gave us a good deal on these things for the school. So this one was, because I don't know, it's like, I think it would be Canadian plus shipping and everything was like $240, I think it was. So
Canadian plus shipping.
Yeah. The exchange rate plus the shipping fee. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's
Salt Lake City, Utah.
And then my other one is
No, you get one. That's it.
Well, I had to switch, right? Because I didn't know we were going like high roller. And my other one is just one of those Legmire CNCs. Those like
The metal cutting one?
Yeah, the plasma CNC, they're like $1,500 for a four by two.
They're sweet. I've used one before. Those are pretty sweet.
And you can use just a regular 90-degree, just a regular handheld CNC, or sorry, plasma cutter, and clamp it on, and away you go. You don't need like a crazy like hypertherm 45 XP or anything.
Now I feel bad now. I might have to like outdo you.
Competition.
My choice is a yacht.
Yeah.
It's gold bars.
That's funny.
I'll let you think more on your last choice there, Graz.
No, the what is it? How do you say it? Legmire? Yeah, like
Langmire?
Yeah, sure. All of them.
Langmuir.
Every time you guys have both said that, it's been different.
Lagavulin plasma cutter.
One of those.
Quagmire. Giggity.
Yeah. In my previous life for Total Boat, I made a knife, and we used one of those during the video. If you want to watch that video. But they are pretty sweet. They're a little tricky. There's no what are those called? The stops where it like will like
limit stops.
Yeah, there's no limit stops on them, which get a little like tricky. And then like to get the plasma gun really like tweaked. There's a lot of it's one of those. It's $1,500 and like that's totally affordable, but. There's a lot of learning curves in that. So it's just one of those. If you do purchase it, know that there's a lot of learning curves in it.
What's the bed dimensions? Like what's the working dimensions of that?
What was that? Like it was probably like 30, but was it 30 by 30 or 40 by 40? Like it's a pretty sizable working area. And then I think you can buy like you can kind of upgrade them.
Oh yeah, do like a bed extender or something.
Yeah, the crossfire. What is it? It's like you can get a 25 by 23 is like kind of like the baseline one, but I think you can kind of upgrade from there.
Yeah,
but that I mean, for the price, it's pretty damn good. Hmm. But I did have a pick that was very similar, and it's kind of the same thing. So for stealing my idea.
Go on.
So is it my turn?
Yeah.
So
I don't see your hand up in the Zoom chat.
Yeah.
So in the same vein, if you don't have the space for like a kind of table that kind of just takes up shop space, I don't know if you guys have heard of ArcDroid. It's a pretty sweet system. It's basically just a robot arm.
Yes.
It's magnetic and you can just kind of like slap it on your table and it's basically just a robot arm that holds the plasma gun and does the same thing as the Legmire or whatever you call it.
Lagavulin?
Yeah, Lagavulin table saw or whatever it's called. But it's like, I think it's a little more expensive. It's like $2,500, but it is pretty sweet because it's one of those things instead of like if you want to be mobile, it's just like the base and a robot arm that you can just kind of pick up, put in your car, and go anywhere with it, as opposed to like a giant heavy steel table that's mobile within your shop, but you can't really like quickly put it in your car. So it is a kind of a mobile version of what we were just talking about. And it's really sweet. It's like, what's that Shaper Origin style? It's kind of like that meets a plasma table, a plasma cutter table. So it's a pretty awesome tool that I would love to get in the shop at some point.
Those guys,
so how far does it reach with the arm?
That's a very good question.
The guys from
the Arc Droid is only 20 by 14 and a half by 10 and under 35 pounds if it's any shop and easily portable to job sites. I don't know what the cutting, you had to ask me right now. What are the cutting dimensions? There we go. It's a 26 by 15, but
okay.
Those
are decent size for doing smaller stuff, getting started.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not cutting like giant, like metal fences and stuff, and you just want kind of like small parts, it's pretty, check it out. It's really cool. Like,
and
I know that they're
like, there's like a tracing function too. So if
like a pen little pen in there.
Yeah. They're a pretty awesome company.
The guys from Grindhard Plumbing Co., that YouTube channel, they use it in their videos a lot, and they've given a couple away too, I think.
Yeah, and like I've talked to them, they're pretty nice guys, and like it is one of those things you're like, that is such a cool tool, and I don't think a lot of people know about them, but I know that they're definitely growing because people are kind of seeing it and being like, oh, that's pretty sweet, because it's so mobile, and for the like what it can do, it's pretty awesome.
That's sweet.
I think that's the big thing now, is having that mobility to it now, being able to take it off site or to a different job and not just have your machines, you know, tied down to a certain place.
Yeah. Like the Langmuir system is awesome, but that would never fit in my Subaru. But like this, I could just like pick up and just go and bring it someplace else very easily. So like that's a huge, huge plus as far as the Arc. Yeah. Arc droidcnc.com.
I was like, hey, they're $2,500. And then it's like, we've just detected that you're in Canada. Would you like to switch? Yes. $3,480.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. $8,000.
$3,480. Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So just check them on the dark web. They're way cheaper.
Junker Clunkers is here. Do you guys know Junker Clunkers?
I don't think so.
No, but that's a fun name.
Yeah. Welcome. He said, where are all you from? Well, Hoff and I are from Canada, Alberta. And these two guys.
And Massachusetts.
Yeah, from the mean streets of Massachusetts.
The mean streets.
It is kind of awesome that you guys in Candadia use the term wicked in a different way than we do. But we still both use the term wicked.
In a positive way?
Yeah, like we say it's like wicked awesome. But you
wicked,
guys like,
wicked hard.
It's wicked hard. Pissa, wicked awesome, whatever
pissa.
Derek says.
What's pissa?
Pissa's wicked good.
Yeah. There is like a varying degree of wicked good?
Yeah, the way you use wicked is wicked bizarre.
It's the same thing. So, I say wicked is awesome.
Yeah, it's like wicked good.
Yeah, that's what I'm using it as too.
But like Hoff was like, that's just wicked. And like, I was just waiting for like, is it good? Is it bad?
It's a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Just write your own jokes here, people.
Exactly.
Of course.
So I gotta learn to tie another word onto it then.
Yeah, say pissa. Try that.
That's wicked pissa.
Yeah. Pissa? There you go.
He's like, that's wicked pisser.
You just need a medium regular right now from Dunkin' Donuts, and you'd be like, dude, it's wicked pizza.
Or a double-double from Tim's.
Might take me a while to get that. Well, it took me a long time to get that Boston accent.
Yeah.
I love the Boston accent.
Yeah.
Really? It's
I don't believe you.
Yeah, there's another word I won't say, but yeah, that's
I like accents. Okay. I don't know. I just think accents are cool. Everyone, a lot of people probably think we have accents, but
yeah, it's the subtle. Boston one. Yeah, well, the Boston one.
No, the Canadian accent.
Yeah, the Canadian one is nice, but the Boston one is very harsh. It's in your face, and I think it's one of those everyone who isn't from Boston likes it, but everyone who's from Boston who doesn't have an accent is like, really? Really? Like, it's the most lazy, weird accent. Don't tell Derek I said that.
Well, awesome. I would like meet people at college in New York, and they're like, oh, you're from Massachusetts, where's your accent? It's like, no, it's like a very small chunk of people in Massachusetts, like very close to Boston.
But it is weird because like my mom and my brother have one, and I used to have one, but it really? Like it totally flattened with like the group, like my friends, none of my friends have them. But I will say like wicked a lot. Like if I have a couple beers, I'll be like, oh, dude, that's wicked good.
So I was just going to ask, after a couple beers or after a couple drinks, does the accent come out?
A couple beers, you said. A
couple beers. After a couple beers, does the accent come out of there?
I got a wicked bizarre accent coming out.
A couple of Sam Adams, am I right?
Yeah, crushing Sam Adams at the Nines in Sturbridge, dude.
Okay. Oh, I have no idea what you just said.
That's the best part.
It totally made sense to me.
What is it?
Yeah.
I left my khakis in my khakis.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Hoff. All round up the heavy hitters. Speaking of being a mobile piece of equipment, the Festool TS-55 track saw, the cordless one. That thing is a beast. I use it at school quite a bit. I had a kid today actually just rip through a big 2-inch ash slab, cut through it like butter. It's got a newer, thinner kerf blade on it, so we put a ripping blade on and it chewed through that, cutting panels and stuff. If you don't have a lot of space in your garage or little shop, it's good for breaking down sheet goods, mitering for waterfall tables or live edge or whatever. It's wicked good.
It's wicked pissa.
Oh, well, that's all you had to say. I'm in.
Yeah. And then you tie it with their FS rails, and yeah, it's just it's amazing. And the dust collector, I mean, you can spend a lot of money getting the whole system, but even just the track saw and having it cordless, pretty sweet. And one of the batteries, it's a 2-battery system, but it can operate on 1-2. So one of my batteries was dead when I took it out on site somewhere, and then it'll still run, but it's just, I think, like 50% power. So it's a good workhorse to have, and it's mobile. So yeah.
Nice.
Wicked.
Yeah. I think it's about 1200 or 1300. So it's up there, but.
Cause they're kind of still pretty new to the cordless tools, right? What do they have besides the track saw and the drills?
What's that?
What Festool, what do they have besides the track saw and the drills on the battery system?
I think they're Capex saw.
Yeah.
I think really? they have one. I'm not sure. There's a table saw too. I think they're just getting into that. I don't know if that's European market only or North America.
Right.
But yeah, that was kind of mostly just drills, and then they're I think they're slowly starting to open that up, but
yeah.
Their hand sanders at all? Like that would seem like the next like
sanders they have cordless sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but even like breaking down panels for like end panels, I used to use a jigsaw, tape the line, run a jigsaw down my scribe line, leaving a little bit of the pencil, and then take a belt sander. And now I can back bevel with the track saw really close and then just finish off with the sander to your scribe line and slap it up against the wall, and it's perfect.
Bob's your uncle. Mm-hmm.
And they've got metal blades. They've got a whole bunch of different, it's pretty cool. So that's my heavy hitter item.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's cash money.
It takes a lot of cash for you.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah.
What's that was too like? Much money. You should have picked something cheaper.
Yeah. Who's on your dollar bill?
We don't have a dollar bill.
Or whatever, the loonies and toonies or whatever the hell you guys have.
The queen. The queen's on a dollar bill.
The queen of what?
Is it the same on every bill?
No. There's
okay.
Former I know nothing. There's former prime ministers.
George Washington.
Yeah, Rick Moranis is on the $50 bill. And
yeah. Bob and Doug McKenzie are on the 100. Yeah.
Dread Green.
Yeah. John Candy's on the $500 bill.
We got a red green quarter.
Oh, the $96 bill for hashtag Great Outdoors. Can you guys like sort that out? That should be a $96 bill with John Candy because that guy's a national treasure.
He is a national treasure. Up here, he's a national treasure too. Also, this weekend, speaking of national treasures, SNL, Martin Short, and Steve Martin are hosting.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Just so you're aware.
Not a sponsor. Do you think he's going to do Ed Grimley from SCTV?
I hope
Jackman has no idea what I'm talking about.
SCTV. I know SCTV. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
I've seen those on the shelves at the grocery store. As seen on TV.
What is it? Super Canadian Television? Is that what it stands for?
No, Second City TV.
Just say yes.
No, because it's cooler. I was like, do you not know this?
No, Second City is legendary.
You teed that one up for me, and I walked right past.
I know. You just putting down what I'm picking up.
My ego.
Like
I wanted people to know that I knew what Second City is.
Okay, I understand.
I needed you to know that. Very insecure. All right. Well, okay. So we're nearing 2 hours. We'll shut it off at 2. This has gone by really quickly.
The memory card full.
It's getting there. My camera only shut off like 5 times, so that's great.
So did you go pro Zoom so we can do 2 hours?
Yes.
Call back.
We'll email you back. Everyone on the stream, just wait. Oh, so Junker Clunker says keep going. I don't know if you guys. I don't. We'll see if you guys.
It's a school night for me.
It's
so,
a school night for me too. Like literally a school night for me.
Literally.
Literally. So in the last like what 8 minutes we have now?
The last 2 hours.
Do you have? Jackman and Graz, I won't share what you guys want, whatever you want to promote. If you have something coming out, if you have a product to promote, and if not, we can take some questions in the chat. So if you're watching, thank you. And if you're not, why am I talking to you? put your questions in the chat, and we'll take them too. But do you guys have anything you want to? You got anything coming out? I think Jackman's got a couple things.
I got a YouTube video I just finished on a French cleat wall that I built for my shop.
Ooh.
A bunch of custom tool holders. That'll be out, I don't know, maybe the end of this week, early next week. And then the camper build has taken me through the rest of the year, at least. I mean, hopefully not any further than that, because it has to be done by the end of the year.
Yeah, I was gonna be like, you have 23 days, so get on
yeah.
that.
Like, I started that 1st of November, essentially. And I figure it'll take me about 2 months.
That's not bad. But
you're going to finish it December 31st at 11:58.
And the right. ball's going to
And
drop.
The key's over.
Yeah, I'm going to be in New York City for the ball. You'll see it on TV in Times Square with the camper.
It is Jackman? The ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sliding down the pole.
You'd be like...
No, he's like on the top. He's like, oh shit. This is going down.
It's all finished.
That'll be a long video, though. I'm trying to see.
Like 40 minutes?
I have 1.3 terabytes of footage currently.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That is not too shabby.
Anyway.
Graz, you got anything to...
So, I am trying to push myself to get back to YouTube. So, my New Year's resolution is to... relaunch my YouTube page in 2023. I want to do a new introduction to the channel, and then I have one idea that I really want to kind of push, and hopefully it goes well. It's going to be a knife making video, but it's going to incorporate some cool stuff that I haven't seen before. At least I haven't seen before, but look that out for the end of January. Hopefully I can release a new video. It's been a couple of years since I've released a video on YouTube, and I really want to kind of get back to that. So youtube.fart/crossmake or whatever it is.
I'll put it in the chat. Some people are asking for it.
All right. Person is asking for it.
Oh, there's two people.
Mom, go to sleep.
Person is asking. Okay.
I mean, besides that, go watch Making Fun on Netflix.
Yeah, I've heard
honorable
of it.
Mention.
It's Emmy nominated. If
Netflix for another season.
The editing is amazing.
I'm gonna crush that out with my kids over the Christmas break. They love that show. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a question in the chat. If no one else has anything to hawk, or you have any promo codes to share, get some kickbacks.
I have a new
going.
Crypto coin coming out in 2023.
Buy my NFTs.
Yeah. Oh, your OnlyFans.
Oh, OnlyFans.com/JackmanWorks.
Yep.
Hairy toes.
It exists.
My toes have beards.com.
Okay. My beard has toes.
There's okay, Rhodes PC. What creatives do you guys draw inspiration from? Shout out you guys, and Making Fun has been super inspiring to me to keep the projects fun. Not me, someone in the chat.
My answer would be completely different if this wasn't live.
I mean, the first person that comes to mind is Taylor Swift.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, a little bit. Tay Tay is always good. Oh, I mean, yeah. She's kind of the pizza of life. Everyone loves her. And I have two tickets, last row, for $14,000 each, if anyone wants to buy them.
On the black market.
Yeah.
I don't see markets.
Oh, man. No? Nobody? I inspire myself.
Yeah.
I don't
just
need
by anybody. Waking up every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just piss excellence.
I think intake of just weird things is good. I get a lot of inspiration from comedy. Yeah. Weird, obscure comedians.
Have you seen the new Weird Al movie?
Not yet. I want to watch that.
It is maybe best movie of the year. It is so good.
Okay. Don't spoil it. What I've seen, it looks awesome.
No, the best part is you can't spoil it because none of it is real.
Yeah, so yeah.
That's spoiling it, but it is so good. Like, it is the Weird Al equivalent of a biopic, and it is one of those, like, if you get it, it's the funniest thing ever.
Okay.
So I will promote Weird Al because he has not had many hits in the United States.
It's like the Auntie Donna guys. Like, they're much less well known. They're Australian comedian trio, I guess. And they do have a Netflix show, like us, one season of Netflix.
There were many, many quotes daily that we would use from them.
Actually, and Graz is part of them. Yeah, pretty much this one.
You guys ever watch Flight of the Conchords?
Oh, those guys are fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And the Mighty Boosh is kind of like the, I don't know, if you guys have seen that show?
No.
Oh. Old Greg?
No.
That's kind of like the one that kind of broke out. But look up the Mighty Boosh. It's literally the greatest show in the last 10 years.
Literally?
It's probably, oh my God, it's more than 10 years. It's like 15 years. But the Mighty Boosh, it was on BBC 1 or 2, but one of the funniest, best shows I've ever seen.
Mighty Boosh, can I look it up?
I've always promoted those guys. Those guys are unbelievable artists.
All right, well, we are 1 minute away from the big two-hour mark.
Jackman, this is your big minute-long monologue. Let's do it.
I was trying to find a photo of the Auntie Donna guys. There's Graz in the middle.
Is a mixture though of this of the side too.
Yeah, it's kind of an amalgamation of
he's
all
holding
of us.
Himself.
Oh, it's like
it's all blurry, but
yeah, that is a very funny show. Jackman kind of made me wise to that show, and on the lonely nights where I would sit in Derek's arms, we would watch that.
Well, this has been a blast, you guys. Thank you so much for taking 2 hours out of your Emmy-nominated Netflix hustling lives.
That's right. We'll send you an invoice.
Yeah. We already mailed the check.
Good.
That thing will bounce pretty high, though. So.
I don't take that fake Canadian money.
Yeah, it's Monopoly money. Graz, where can people find you?
In Peabody.
Okay. Kazoonte.
No, Graz makes the whole social media, YouTube, Instagram. Don't go on Twitter, it's the worst. MySpace, Friendster, Facebook, all the socials.
AOL,
OnlyFans.
AOL, CompuServe, Prodigy,
ICQ. You guys still got ICQ?
ICQ, IRC, let's do it. I will keep going.
IRC, wow.
Yeah.
Microsoft Comic Chat, remember that?
Oh my goodness. Look at that. But, yeah, all the socials at Graz Makes.
All right.
It's me, and then you can email me at grazmakes@gmail.com.
Nice.
If you have any complaints or, I don't know.
Requests.
Requests. I'll dance for you, whatever. Doesn't matter.
As long as it pays well. Yeah. Jackman.
Jackman Works. Same thing everywhere. Even on OnlyFans.
That's the thing.
You have to build that up a bit more.
Yeah, no, I can't tell if it's a joke, but I have a feeling that you are on OnlyFans.
I'm not on Cameo. Graz is on Cameo.
Are you on Cameo?
Know, yeah,
how many cameos have you had?
I've had I don't want to say a ton, but I've had enough.
That's awesome.
It's weird. There you go. There's Jackman on. What is that? Is that? Oh my God! You are on Only. I knew you were on OnlyFans.
Look at those clogs.
Look at those stumps. It's like
beautiful.
It's just for the legs. Gosh,
it is
with
for the
minute
legs.
Look at those. Look at those pipe cleaners.
Oh, we're over.
Do you have any? Not that I'm saying you won't have any, but do you have any OnlyFans subscribers?
Not yet.
I like how you said yet.
You gotta start promoting that.
That's what I've been trying to do, man. Like I got your back.
And what are the tiers? What do I get to see if I subscribe?
I don't have any. I should set up. That's probably why I don't have any followers, because I don't have them set up yet.
Yeah, I mean, I signed up, but I was like, there's no tiers, so I'm not gonna.
You should get some OnlyFans shirts for your trailer build.
Yeah.
But like, you should like start at the ankle and just work your way up.
I'm gonna take some tasteful nudes inside the camper, and then Arbortech's gonna find them in like months and be like, hey, "What is this?"
Oh, I'm just gonna see like you metal grinding, tastefully nude.
Tasteful,
but yeah but just tasteful. Having like a face shield here and a face shield here.
It's art.
We're epoxying the trailer when you're crunched into the.
Never mind.
On that bombshell,
just leave that alone.
On that bombshell, big thank you to everyone watching. Big thank you to Graz. Big thank you to Jackman for taking 2 hours out of your lives to hang out with us tonight. Hopefully you and our audio listeners, hopefully you got some last minute shopping ideas, last minute gift ideas for the maker in your life. And thanks, Hoff.
Thanks, Rosie.
And we'll catch you guys in the next one.
Later.